This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 82. A lot of sunshine on the way today. Mostly sunny, in fact. And if you're looking ahead to tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. Good weather will be with us for at least a couple of days here. Students in Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools heading back to school this morning. And for two elementary schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough District, the first day of the new year also marks the first day of a new era. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We're delighted to be the district's first magnet school and looking forward to the opportunities in using bilingual education to close the achievement gap, particularly for students who have historically not been successful in our schools.
That's Emily Bivens, principal at Frank Porter Graham Elementary, which reopens on Monday as a dual language magnet school, the first in the district. More than 500 kids are enrolled at FPG, about half of which are new students in the district's Spanish dual language program. Meanwhile, across town, the new Northside Elementary School is finally open for business after years in the making, with 496 students enrolled and 80 employees on staff, and school officials say they couldn't be more excited. Principal Cheryl Carnahan, formerly of Estes Hills Elementary, sums up Northside's mission statement.
Thinking, learning, and growing with purpose, persistence, and pride.
Not to mention an approach that's eminently forward-thinking while still nodding back to the past. Every facet of the new building is consciously tailored to be both eco-friendly and high-tech, from the placement of the windows to the design of the students' chairs. Reflectors and skylights throughout the building maximize natural light to save on electricity. That electricity is channeled instead into a wide variety of state-of-the-art technology, including iPads, one for every two students, high-speed wireless internet, and interactive whiteboards that also function as massive touchscreens. Chalk on a slate is ancient history. Students sit on chairs designed to allow for wiggle room. They're even comfortable for adults. And the teachers wear microphones to ensure sound quality. Here's Carnahan.
It's a different way of thinking about technology, and our focus is always on what can we do to collaborate, communicate, and create with our technology.
But even as Northside looks to the future, it also makes a concerted effort to stay rooted in its historic past. Its location at 350 Caldwell Street is also the site of the original Northside Elementary, which served as Chapel Hill's elementary school for African Americans prior to integration. That history is preserved on the first floor of the three-story building with a commemorative wall, a trophy case, and a gallery of decades-old photos, a veritable museum of the Northside community's educational history. That history will make its way into the classrooms as well. Northside's approach revolves around student-driven, project-based learning, and Carnahan says the first school-wide project will focus on Northside.
It will be about 12 weeks, and we'll start in October, building community and looking at the history of our school site. The essential question is, how can we, as historians, document what has happened in the past and use that for the present and project to the future?
And since the school is seeking to look in two directions at once, it's only fitting that Northside's symbol is the compass. There are dozens of them on the walls, floors, even the clocks, and the team name is the Navigators. Neither Northside nor FPG are opening without controversy, of course. In 2012, parents at FPG protested strongly against the school board's decision to convert the school to a dual-language magnet. And earlier this year, parents across the district spoke out against the new redistricting plan, which moved a large number of students out of their previous schools to ease overcrowding and make way for Northside. And as students across Chapel Hill Carborough return to class, school officials behind the scenes are still contending with another round of budget cuts at the state level, not to mention the threat of an even more difficult financial strain next year when the district's fund balance is projected to run dry. Still, Monday is a day of pride and optimism for local schools, Northside, FPG, and everywhere, as thousands of Orange County students return to what remain two of the top-rated districts in North Carolina. Here's Chapel Hill Carborough District spokesperson Jeff Nash.
It is going to be a great school year in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. It was a great year last year, and we have every reason to believe that despite anything you might see coming outside the Beltline, this is going to be a great school year.
Visit this story on our website, chapelboro.com, to see photos from the new Northside Elementary. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL's Rand Northam will be out and about covering some of the opening of the schools this morning here on WCHL. And ACT test scores in North Carolina had dropped in 2013, including right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. We'll have that story coming up for you at the bottom of the hour. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and I went there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is powerful because of it.
Now Life Alert can also put you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you...
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carmel Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. Who will replace former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird? Democratic Party officials say they will take 2 weeks to decide. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says plans are in place to appoint someone to fill Ellie Kinnaird's empty Senate seat.
I'm very optimistic that most of the concerns, or really just the things that people are uncertain about, will be cleared up pretty soon.
The four-member committee charged with making that choice will hold an information session for the public and potential candidates this Wednesday at the post office and courthouse on Franklin Street. Then the committee will meet in the Chatham Community Library on September 8th to make nominations and formally vote. Ellie Kinnaird announced last week she would step down from her seat in the state Senate representing District 23, a position held for nearly 20 years. Since then, more than half a dozen people have put their names forward for consideration. The decision will be made by the Democratic Party's District 23 Executive Committee, made up of two representatives from Orange and two from Chatham County. But depending on whom the committee chooses, the selection of a successor could launch a new round of appointments. Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton is not seeking re-election, but his current term runs through December. If he were to take the Senate seat, the Board of Aldermen could appoint someone to serve as mayor until the winner of the November election is sworn in. Current Mayor Pro Tem Lydia Lavelle is the lone candidate in that mayor's race. Hughes says if current House Representative Valerie Fouché makes the move to the Senate, state party leaders will once again be responsible for choosing a replacement.
There is another committee of the Democratic Party, two representatives from Durham, two representatives from Orange, who would actually move forward in the process to fill that vacancy for House District 50.
In addition to Chilton and Fouché, five others have declared their interest in the open Senate seat, including former State Representative Alice Boardson, former Carrboro Mayor Jim Porto, attorney Heidi Chapman, author and activist Amy Tiemann, and attorney Lynn Hartzell. However, that list could grow, as eligible candidates can come forward at any time up until the start of the September 8th meeting. At Wednesday's information session, candidates will have 3 minutes each to make a statement. They'll also face questions from the committee, and there is time set aside for public comment. That meeting starts at 7 o'clock in the old courthouse and post office at 179 East Franklin Street. For more on the process for the appointment, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friends, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In a $3 million initiative, all 46 of UNC's on-campus residence halls will have Wi-Fi access by the start of the spring 2015 semester. That story also coming up at the bottom of the hour. 6:16 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, inviting you to Customer Appreciation Day this Friday from 2 until 6 p.m. at their Chapel Hill North store. Enjoy giveaways, win prizes, and learn how to save money on gas. Cruisers, good to go. Not much happening in the way of traffic so far this morning, but when it does, it will spring forth, as it always does. And Rand Northam will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. Let us know if you spot something we're not reporting. Call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL or pass along the word, and you become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 62 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunny. High today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 80s. No mention of any rain in the forecast at all until tomorrow. And then it's only 20%. So looks like pretty good weather here, at least for the next couple of days. WCHL. Time now for Dave Letterman and the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
Category, other films too gay for Hollywood. Too gay for Hollywood. Like the Behind the Candelabra, too gay for Hollywood. Not the only one, too gay for Hollywood. There are 10 others here. And who knew that anything was too gay for Hollywood? Number 9, number 10. Number 10, Antiquing in the Rain.
Antiquing in the Rain.
Antiquing in the Rain. Number 9, not very Butch Cassidy. Number 8. 12, Sweaty Men. Number 7, Jazz Hands Luke. Number 6, The Wizard of Abs. Number 5, The Good, the Bad, and the Fabulous. Number 4, There Will Be Blood Orange Sorbet. Number 3, Ben-Him, number 3. Number 2, Guess Who's Coming to Brunch. And the number 1 other film, too gay for Hollywood, Dial M for Madonna Ticket.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guest will be Patrick Dempsey. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
David Letterman, top 10 list. WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:21. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. You know, this is the week. Time is running out. Only 3 days remaining. Carolina is about to hit the football field for real down in Columbia, South Carolina. It's a season opener, North Carolina versus South Carolina. And down with the Gamecocks, Steve Spurrier still loves to beat North Carolina. He will get another opportunity when the 6th-ranked Gamecocks get another chance Thursday night, opening the season against the Tar Heels. Spurrier got his college football coaching start at Duke in 1987 and won all 3 meetings with rival North Carolina before he moved on to become the head coach of Florida. Spurrier's always been grateful that Duke gave him the chance to coach, and he said Sunday that it's still special when he faces Tar Heels. Spurrier has won 20 straight openers. including all eight since joining the Gamecocks. If Spurrier continues that streak, count on All-American defensive end Jadeveon Clowney to play a big role. He is an outstanding player. Spurrier says Clowney has had a strong camp, and he's all ready to go. He had an injury at the end of last season, and we will have the game for you right here on WCHL. Of course, exclusive coverage on WCHL. Now, getting ready to talk about a little more football, Carolina Panthers have signed free agent offensive lineman Travell Horton. Horton played the first eight seasons, 2004 through 2011, of his NFL career with the Panthers after being selected by the team in the third round of the 2004 draft. Horton signed with the Cincinnati Bengals in 2012 before he suffered a knee injury and missed the season. Horton started all 99 games he played for the Panthers, so sounds like a pretty good opportunity for the Panthers to get a good one back. Kalea Ojai scored a pair of goals. Crystal Dunn added her third goal of the weekend as number one North Carolina defeated Virginia Commonwealth University 4-0 yesterday before 919 fans at the Klockner Classic. Ojai, the senior forward from Draper, Utah, had the game winner in the 23rd minute and then played an insurance goal in the 69th minute of action. Paige Nielsen also scored for the Tar Heels. Crystal Dunn had her third goal of the weekend as she dribbled through several defenders to score unassisted in the 73rd minute of play. Sophomore midfielder Caroline Lindquist and freshman midfielder Cameron Castleberry each posted their first career points with assists in the match. UNC outshot the Rams 30-4 and had a 14-1 edge in corner kicks. Coach Hanson Dornitz played all 26 players who dressed for the game, and all 26 played at least 10 minutes. For the full report of the Tar Heel victory, you can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Charles Osgood. To me, it seems like only yesterday. I find it hard to believe that it has been a half a century, 50 years ago this week, that Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. told us about his dream.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Some reflections after this. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an independent, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust. When you choose to live in a Holiday Retirement community, you'll have peace of mind knowing that friendly live-in managers are available around the clock. You'll find all-inclusive amenities, plenty of life-enriching activities, an exclusive travel program to more than 300 of their communities, and you'll enjoy three chef-prepared meals a day where everything from entree to dessert is made fresh from scratch. You have a life story. Share it with other folks just like you at a Holiday Retirement community.
Whether you want to live by the ocean, the mountains, or just close to family, Holiday has over 300 communities to suit your taste. Bring a friend, join us for a free homemade meal, and share your story. Call 1-855-610-5500 or find us online at holidaytouch.com. That's holidaytouch.com. Visit today.
Martin Luther King was one of many speakers on that memorable day in Washington. Another was 23-year-old civil rights worker John Lewis.
We must say, wake up, America, wake up, for we cannot stop, and we will not and cannot be patient.
Today, he is 73-year-old Representative John Lewis, Democrat of Georgia. He remembers Dr. King's speech well, as he told Bob Schieffer on CBS News Face the Nation yesterday.
What do you think Martin Luther King would say today if he could look at America, see where it was, where we have come?
50 years later, if Dr. King could speak to us, he would say, we come a distance. We made a lot of progress. You are in the process of laying down the burden of race, but we're not there yet. He'd be grateful to see an African American as president of the United States. It's almost unreal, unbelievable, Dr. King would say, that 150 years since the Emancipation Proclamation, 50 years since I made a speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and look what you have done.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know when a storm is brewing, it's too late to get insurance? North Carolina has seen its fair share of natural disasters. Well in advance of the next storm, review your insurance coverage to determine if it's still adequate. Many insurers in North Carolina will suspend the writing of new policies or not allow you to increase your coverage when a storm is approaching. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Beat the heat with a summer treat while supporting a worthy cause. TCBY in the Shops of Eastgate and the Friends of the Seymour Center are hosting a fundraiser on Tuesday, August 27th to help older adults in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Mention the Senior Center or Seymour Center and 20% of your purchase will go to support their programs and services. The event lasts all day on August 27th, so stop by TCBY for a sweet treat that will enhance the lives of our seniors.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
6:30 at WCHL, your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza, next to Whole Foods. It is 62 degrees, mostly sunshine, high today in the low 80s, tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s, and then tomorrow another nice day in the way. Partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. So get ready for a high today of about 83, 84, something like that. A fairly nice day here.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Around Yosemite, that California wildfire is now the size of the city of Chicago. And Twain Hart, this resident's ready to get out.
We actually see flames from our house now. Hopefully it doesn't go there. So far it's safe.
But 4,500 structures are threatened. Claudia Alicio in Tuolumne County, she evacuated.
15 minutes to be out of our house, so we only got our kids
our animals and a little bit of pictures and, you know, paperwork that we really needed.
At the Slide Mountain Guest Ranch, owner Ike Bunny is staying put in an air-conditioned room, but his horses have been moved out.
There's so much smoke in the area, we just felt it might be hard on the horses.
Inside the fire lines, CBS's Teresa Garcia.
The fire itself being so ferocious and so large is creating its own weather pattern, which really kicks up the winds. And the concern with that is some of the burning embers, the burning pine cones, have been sent a quarter mile, half mile, even more in the distance and causing some of the spot fires.
That California wildfire just 7% contained. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL, it is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill. Students in Orange County and the Chapel Hill-Carborough City Schools are heading back to school this morning. And for two elementary schools in the Chapel Hill-Carborough District, the first day of the new year also marks the first day of a new era. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We're delighted to be the district's first magnet school and looking forward to the opportunities in using bilingual education to close the achievement gap, particularly for students who have historically not been successful in our schools.
That's Emily Bivens, principal at Frank Porter Graham Elementary, which reopens on Monday as a dual-language magnet school, the first in the district. More than 500 kids are enrolled at FPG, about half of which are new students in the district's Spanish dual language program. Meanwhile, across town, the new Northside Elementary School is finally open for business after years in the making, with 496 students enrolled and 80 employees on staff, and school officials say they couldn't be more excited. Principal Cheryl Carnahan, formerly of Estes Hills Elementary, sums up Northside's mission statement.
Thinking, learning, and growing with purpose, persistence, and pride.
Not to mention an approach that's eminently forward-thinking while still nodding back to the past. Every facet of the new building is consciously tailored to be both eco-friendly and high-tech, from the placement of the windows to the design of the students' chairs. Reflectors and skylights throughout the building maximize natural light to save on electricity. That electricity is channeled instead into a wide variety of state-of-the-art technology, including iPads, one for every two students, high-speed wireless internet, and interactive whiteboards that also function as massive touchscreens. Chalk on a slate is ancient history. Students sit on chairs designed to allow for wiggle room. They're even comfortable for adults. And the teachers wear microphones to ensure sound quality. Here's Carnahan.
It's a different way of thinking about technology, and our focus is always on what can we do to collaborate, communicate, and create with our technology.
But even as Northside looks to the future, it also makes a concerted effort to stay rooted in its historic past. Its location at 350 Caldwell Street is also the site of the original Northside Elementary, which served as Chapel Hill's elementary school for African Americans prior to integration. That history is preserved on the first floor of the three-story building with a commemorative wall, a trophy case, and a gallery of decades-old photos, a veritable museum of the Northside community's educational history. That history will make its way into the classrooms as well. Northside's approach revolves around student-driven, project-based learning, and Carnahan says the first school-wide project will focus on Northside.
It will be about 12 weeks, and we'll start in October, building community and looking at the history of our school site. The essential question is, how can we, as historians, document what has happened in the past and use that for the present and project to the future?
And since the school is seeking to look in two directions at once, it's only fitting that Northside's symbol is the compass. There are dozens of them on the walls, floors, even the clocks, and the team name is the Navigators. Neither Northside nor FPG are opening without controversy, of course. In 2012, parents at FPG protested strongly against the school board's decision to convert the school to a dual-language magnet. And earlier this year, parents across the district spoke out against the new redistricting plan, which moved a large number of students out of their previous schools to ease overcrowding and make way for Northside. And as students across Chapel Hill-Carborough return to class, school officials behind the scenes are still contending with another round of budget cuts at the state level, not to mention the threat of an even more difficult financial strain next year when the district's fund balance is projected to run dry. Still, Monday is a day of pride and optimism for local schools, Northside, FPG, and everywhere, as thousands of Orange County students return to what remain two of the top-rated districts in North Carolina. Here's Chapel Hill-Carborough District spokesperson Jeff Nash.
It is going to be a great school year in Chapel Hill-Carborough City Schools. It was a great year last year, and we have every reason to believe that despite anything you might see coming outside the Beltline, this is going to be a great school year.
Visit this story on our website, chapelboro.com, to see photos from the new Northside Elementary. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
ACT test scores in North Carolina have dropped in 2013, including here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough City School District, and some predict state test scores scores will decrease as well. System leaders say this is due to a shakeup in the North Carolina education system, which in the end they believe will be better for students. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this story.
Diane Vilwalk, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Executive Director of Testing and Program Evaluation, said the new end-of-grade and end-of-course tests have been realigned with the ACT, the test now used as the state's measure for college readiness.
I'm going to predict that the proportion of Chapel Hill Carrboro City School students who pass these tests is going to be between 50 and 75%. I think many students are going to score at lower achievement levels than they did the year before because we've raised the bars.
She said the predicted drop in test scores will not be a reason for parents to panic.
But that's because we raised the bar. It doesn't mean their children went backwards, lost ground, didn't learn enough, that kind of thing.
Vilwalk explained that the North Carolina education system has undergone several major changes recently.
The big thing that happened last year is we all moved to brand new curriculum. You know, it was all brand new, you're working through some things. You can imagine if you were teaching a new course, what that would take.
The new curriculum is called the Common Core State Standards. The state adopted the Common Core Standards because research showed that North Carolina students were not ready for college coursework or the workplace.
This year, when we go to analyze test score data, we're not going to do a head-to-head comparison of the 11-12 proficiency rates and this year's proportion of met standards because it's apples to oranges. But we will be talking a lot about growth because that's the one measure that manages to go across this change between tests and curriculum changes.
Another major change is that several years ago, the State Board of Education decided that the ACT would be the state's measure of college readiness. The SAT had been the most widely used college admission test in the past. North Carolina's high school class of 2013 scored last in the nation on the ACT, according to results released Wednesday. In Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, there was a 3% drop in the number of students who met all four benchmarks in the core subjects of English, reading, mathematics, and science, according to Vilwalk. North Carolina is now one of only 9 states that require every high school junior to take the ACT, not just students who plan to attend college. In 2012, before the mandatory requirement, the state ranked above the national average. Vilwalk said the numbers may seem discouraging, but the changes in testing are a part of a greater goal to get students prepared for college. Some have criticized the increase in standard testing, including North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In a $3 million initiative, all 46 of UNC's on-campus residence halls will have Wi-Fi access by the start of the spring 2015 semester. Larry Hicks, Director of Housing and Residential Education, says the university will install 2,000 wireless access points that will provide coverage to 3.3 million square feet of residence hall space.
So over the last several years, particularly with the proliferation of smartphones and iPads and other devices that really use wireless almost exclusively, we started seeing more and more of a need.
Hicks explains that the first phase of the project is complete and Wi-Fi has been installed in dorms on South Campus. The project, which was launched in May and is funded by University Priorities and Budget Committee, is a collaborative effort between Information Technology Services, the Department of Housing and Residential Education, the Residence Hall Association, and ResNet. Stan Waddell, Interim Vice Chancellor for Infrastructure and Operations, says Wi-Fi connectivity within residence halls was only available in common room areas and lounges, and coverage within student rooms ranged from minimal to none.
It's just not become practical to rely wholly on wired network connectivity for a residential setting.
An annual survey found that UNC was behind in the realm of IT compared to other peer institutions. Waddell says the need for an expansive Wi-Fi network became a clear necessity.
That's something the students have been fairly vocal about over the last couple of years, is having more wireless connectivity in the dorm rooms. So, and it was heard. It's just now we're in a situation financially and technologically to be able to offer this.
Waddell says Wi-Fi will be installed in 4 phases over the next 18 months. North Carolina Republican leaders have decided it's time the state's voters get near the front of the pack for good in choosing the next president. But how North Carolina cut in line this summer for 2016 is riling up its close neighbor because primary would bump up against South Carolina's prized first in the South designation, threatening its influence. The national parties could penalize the state, too. The new election overhaul law signed by Governor Pat McCrory this month schedules North Carolina's presidential preference primaries for all parties on the Tuesday immediately after South Carolina's, which have been commonly held in January or February. North Carolina's primaries traditionally been held in early May, alongside the other state primary races. Legislators supporting an early presidential primary date say it would give North Carolina a greater say over Democratic and Republican nominees in keeping with its growing influence as a presidential background state and the nation's 10th largest by population. Wiley Post talks about the Republican legislature and its effect on the North Carolina reputation around the country. That's on the way next on today's commentary. WCHL 642.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Announcing Chapel Hill's newest eatery, Carolina 1663. Carolina 1663 serves contemporary Southern cuisine featuring old favorites with a modern approach. You'll love the farm-to-table locally sourced produce, dairy, and meats, and be sure to top it all off with one of our innovative desserts, 100% house-made. Carolina 1663, located next to the Sheraton Chapel Hill just off of Fordham Boulevard. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the full bar lounge at Carolina 1663, contemporary Southern cuisine.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Ed Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:44 at WCHL.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Since taking control of the governorship and tightening their control of the state legislature in 2012, Republicans have turned North Carolina into a prime example of destruction that occurs when the GOP has complete power in any state. Over the past 7 months, conservatives have made efforts to enact extreme right-wing policies that have turned the state into a national laughingstock and one of the worst states to live. While opposed to universal background checks on people to buy guns, Republicans passed a bill requiring any person who applies for federal state assistance to undergo a background check and drug test. 70,000 North Carolinians have lost the federal benefits because of the GOP war on welfare recipients and the unemployed. Speaking of guns, rather than pass gun control laws to keep our children from getting shot and killed, Republicans in North Carolina doubled down on gun rights, passing a bill allowing people to carry guns in playgrounds and bars, and what could possibly go wrong with that? Tax cuts for the rich, increased fees for the poor. Republicans also passed a bill giving a $10,000 tax cut to North Carolina millionaires, a tab of which will be paid by the poor who will see their taxes and everyday fees rise to pay for the cut. So the wealthy once again get to walk all over the poor because Republicans think punishing the poor is better than raising taxes on people who can actually afford it. This measure could go hand in hand with a voting measure that raises campaign contribution levels to $5,000. That hefty tax cut on the rich will go directly to the Republican Party reelection funds. North Carolina Republicans also want their citizens to be stupid. That's why they introduced a bill to strip public schools of a whopping $90 million and give the cash to a private for-profit schools instead. North Carolina has become the most backward state in the nation, and the Republican Party is squarely to blame. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, now let's talk a little football.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina and South Carolina just a couple of days away down in Columbia. I'm with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Larry Fedora. And, Coach, big game to start off the season. Feel like your team is in position to be ready to go?
We are. We've got just a few more days here that we'll polish up things here at the end. But our guys are ready to play. They're tired of hitting each other. You know, they've gotten their legs back. They're fresh, and they're raring to go.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've been with your team now for about a month in preparation for the season, Coach. What have you liked, and what are some concerns coming out of this preseason camp?
Well, I think we've been very consistent throughout camp. I think our attitude, the amount of effort that we put into practice each day, I think the way our guys approached each and every day has been very consistent, and I like that. Not a whole lot of ups and downs, you know, but we have had quite a few injuries this camp, and, you know, that's you know, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But we have gotten a lot of guys reps because of that.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Boy, great to hear Inside Carolina Football. And we are indeed just a few days away. We'll have complete coverage of your Tar Heels right here on WCHL. Tar Heels take it on South Carolina on Thursday night, 6:49 at WCHL. Coming up, we have a quick look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Announcing Chapel Hill's newest eatery, Carolina 1663. Carolina 1663 serves contemporary Southern cuisine featuring old favorites with a modern approach. You'll love the farm-to-table locally sourced produce, dairy, and meats. And be sure to top it all off with one of our innovative desserts, 100% house Steps Made, Carolina 1663, located next to the Sheraton Chapel Hill just off of Fordham Boulevard. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the full bar lounge at Carolina 1663, contemporary Southern cuisine.
651 at WCHL. Time for your traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble. Grimble's is always there for you. They're Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure for the first time in quite a while to say good morning to Ram Northam.
Good morning, Ron.
And to note the special fashion accessories this morning. It's basically a gold tie and a kind of a charcoal gray shirt. Really nicely done.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I actually picked this one out myself this morning.
You did well. Randy's really rubbing off on you.
Yeah,
good
that's
taste.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, it is good to be back.
Glad to have you back, Ron. Yeah. And, we missed you.
It's good to walk in here this morning and see you first thing. And glad
I'm here.
Everything didn't just, you know.
That's right. We kept it afloat while you were gone, and now you can begin to repair the holes that we created while you were gone. And
well, I would say that it's sincerely good to be back, but I really need a couple more days rest.
Yeah,
I well. Had a quite a travel experience on the way back.
No kidding.
Took some time to get here. So
yeah.
At any rate, I'm back. You're back.
We're all back.
You never went anywhere.
I was here quite a bit.
I'm sure you were, as always. Hey, what's happening with traffic?
Well, I do want to remind everybody that school starts today, so you're going to see those big yellow stop signs out in front of you.
Yeah.
That is, the school buses are going to be hitting the roadways this morning and are already out there right now as the arrival is about 7:25. So school buses are out on the roadways, and give yourself a little bit of extra time if you remember those school buses from last year getting in your way in the morning. Give yourself some extra time to travel and get to work this morning. Right now, things are moving smoothly. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. I'm about to hit the road myself and head out to Northside Elementary, so I look forward to seeing all of you out there. If you see me, give me a wave and say hello.
All right. That sounds good, and we'll hear from you very shortly.
You bet.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham up Mount Moriah Road. It is 63 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunshine. High today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with the low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, another nice day, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Good weather here for the next couple of days. No question about that. Time now for celebrity birthdays. WCHL. Former Washington Post executive editor Benjamin Bradley, 92 years old today. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge is 68. Rhythm and blues singer Valerie Simpson, 67. Pop singer Bob Cowsill, 64. Actor Brett Cullen, 57. NBA coach Stan Van Gundy, 54 years old today. Jazz musician Branford Marsalis, 53. Actor Chris Burke, 48. Let's see here. TV writer, actress Riley Weston, 47. Actress Melissa McCarthy, 43 years old today. Actor Mike Coulter, 37. Macaulay Culkin is 33. Boy, that'll make you feel old. Actor Chris Pine, 33. And rhythm and blues singer Cassie Ventura, 27 years old today. Got a local celebrity celebrating birthdays today. In fact, a few of them: Emily Sartre, Elaine Kimple, Donna Nowicki, Megan Simmons, Anne Hopgood, Sharon Nottingham, James Childress, Yolanda Wentz, Denise Herdman, all celebrating birthdays. And our birthday winner is Michael Rosenbacher of Chapel Hill. Congratulations, Michael. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard, and also at Metamot. Michael Rosenbacher, happy birthday from all of us at the UPS and WCHL. Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rod Sutz. I'm back in the saddle again. Aerosmith.
Well, I'm thinking about Roy Rogers, actually. Or Gene Autry.
Gene Autry.
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing, man?
It's all good. You tired?
I'm back in the saddle again. I would have sung it.
That's right.
I would have sung it that way if I'd been thinking about Steven Tyler.
With your scarf around the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm doing okay, and I'm glad you are.
Thank you. It's good to be okay.
You look good today.
Thank you so much.
Nice outfit.
Thank you.
You know, I don't care what anybody says. I think Paisley looks great with plaid.
You know,
If I were doing that, it would be like a test pattern for the TV at 1 in the morning, right?
Yeah, exactly. You could be.
WRAO now is ending its broadcasting day.
Yeah. Just you. You don't have to wear paisley and plaid together.
Yeah.
You could just be the test pattern and just have a picture
just
of Freddie there.
Just staring back into the camera.
Exactly. It's kind of a scary thought, isn't it?
Well, you remember when WRAL used to end with the playing of Dixie?
Yeah, gosh.
Holy smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, today's question is milestones.
Milestones?
Not gallstones or gemstones.
Yeah.
Milestones.
A friend of mine just had an operation for a kidney stone. So
that's not good.
It's painful to think about that.
I don't even want to think about that. Hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Good.
You're doing okay.
All right, here's the question. Today, this day, August 26th, my mom became a nonagenarian.
Nonagenarian?
Nonagenarian.
Uh-huh.
The question, what's the story? What's happening to my mom today?
I think I know.
919-929-WCHL, which is 9245. The question again. Today, back on Tobaccoville Road, my dear mom became a nonagenarian.
All right, what does that mean? Call right now and you could be a winner.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kathy Porter is Executive Director of the RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program, a part of the Orange County Department on Aging. And Kathy Porter is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Well, the RSVP program is the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, and we basically recruit volunteers that are 55 years of age and over, and we recruit them and refer them to nonprofit agencies throughout the community. And at this time, we have approximately 550 volunteers that work in over 100 different nonprofit agencies and programs.
That is just amazing. And you're talking about some people who put in a lot of hours doing this.
Yes, we are. We have some volunteers that almost look at it as a full-time job, working in several different agencies maybe. It is something that it takes great dedication for some people. On the other hand, you've got people that maybe work once a month for maybe 4 hours, or maybe they work several times a year doing one-shot volunteer assignments, helping out with a health fair or a street festival or just a one-time thing.
Kathy Porter has served as director of the RSVP program for a long time.
Been with the program here in Orange County for 25 years now, and as executive director, 19 years as executive director.
Wow, that's been a long time, and I know you've worked with some wonderful people, and I guess that probably is one of the main pleasures of the job, getting to work with such great people, at the same time knowing that you're really helping the Orange County community.
Oh, yes. We not only work with nonprofit agencies, we have several programs that we coordinate ourselves through RSVP, and one of those programs is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, where we work with people who have low to middle incomes, and we prepare their tax returns.
RSVP hosts an annual recognition luncheon. This year's event was a lot of fun.
It sure was. We had about 350 people there, volunteers mostly, but then we had some of our local representatives who came to help us recognize the volunteers. And so it was a wonderful event.
Kathy, congratulations. Kathy Porter, our hometown hero of the day. And congratulations also to Anantha Reddy of Chapel Hill, called in with the answer to the question, Fred's mom becomes a nonagenarian today. That simply means that she is 90 years old. So happy birthday to Freddie's mom.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by...